want you to do the Torah Master Chav Ches 7 Toshin Pei Dalad Rabbi Yossi Chazon.
Good morning. It's well known that the Yismach Moshe once said that he was Neshama came down in this world 3 or 4 times. First time was Chal, the Neshamas of Ol Samach Ribay were there in the Tzoyin of Yankiv, and the Yismach Moshe remembered even the Nigun that Yankovinu played on the Chalil. I remember the patch he got on the side on his forehead that he got from Yankovinu's Makal. But the first time that he came down as a Neshama Beguf was in Mitzrayim, and he said that he still remembers the kitchen and all the Kalim in the Dira in Goshen. And he remembers his Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Chippozim. And the second time that he came as Neshama Beguf was in the days of Yirmiyahu HaNovi. And Tzadikim said it wasn't just he was there, he was Yirmiyahu HaNovi. Kiddua, that's why he was misoinen always on the Bechias Neroes, on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he has a signal often that he used to speak about Aniya Gever, which is a signal that Yirmiyahu HaNovi used. That the Yismach Moshe was the Gilgal of Yirmiyo, and the Sofer was Yishayo, and therefore they had this mystical connection, whatever, actually. And the fourth time was in his days. So when he said this, so his Einikel, the Yitzlev, asked him Zayda, when there was the Machlokes of Kairach and Moshe, this is Parsha, what side were you on? What happened? So he said, you should know the Hamoin Am was supporters of Moshe. The Gedolim, the Rosh Hashanah, etc., the Nesiim, they were on the sides of Korach. Right? Ad Kedei Kach, that there's actually a Medrash, the figures of Seinu, and so is Rabbeinu Bacharya, and so brings the Mepeshomish and others, it's like Haflu of Ela, that Nachshon Ben Aminodov, who was like the symbol of a Kaddish Elyon about Mzirat Nefesh, he was on the side of Kerach. Hello. When I saw this, Shugigon. Right? This is Gisoy. Right? It's like unbelievable that. Right? So the Yitzhak said, Zayda, what side were you on? He said, I sat on the fence. I couldn't make up my mind. Gerad, the Satmaruv said, that Yismach Moshe said that he was punished for that, for not standing up for Moshe, and that's why every time he wants to do something good, he always finds there's a machloikas and there's a snagdos because he didn't stand up for Moshe. So he said, Zayda, how could you not stand up for Moshe? So the Yismach Moshe said, if you would have known who Korach was and his godless, you wouldn't ask the question. Can you do it? It's a well known. There's actually told the Rabbi Yitzchak of Stuchin, one of the great rabbis. He said that the Kodesh Tzur Magid once said to speak in favor of Korach, Kenesh, he was Mitzar Meshur Rabbeinu. To speak against Korach, I can't because he was the Zayd of the Rebbe from Lubit. Kidua, he was the Enik of Shmuel, the whole Horowitz family, the Enik of Shmuel HaNovi, who were Enik of Korach, right? And the Chayza used to call Shabbos Korach, he used to get the Heilige Zayd of Korach. So I can't speak in favor of Korach, I can't speak again of Korach, and therefore the Svarim say, if you look at Avodah Zarah from the Kodesh Magid, there's no Chidushei Torah in Parshas Korach. Yishvayim. Miidach, the Chayza himself used to be Marbe B'Torah and Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Korach, and he was Melamed Chus on his Zayd the Korach. I'm just saying one. Uchidua, that once in the Mosh of Sambur, Kisoy is a Bereshim. He came to Strelisk on Shabbos Parshas Korach, and the Rebbe of Strelitz, Gaburi, said Torah, and in the Torah came out that the Machlokes Moshe and Korach is the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And he's verstanden kein Wort, like a verb of Stumen. So when he's leaving, he said, go to your brother of Herschel. Herschel's in the Shevet, Herod Tzvi, and he will write down the explanation of this. And next time you come, bring it to me. Biksav. He did it, and the Strelitz said, that was one of my kavanas, but there's kavanas oid v'oid b'dover. Hello? I can just give you one more example. It's brought that the Barn of Erov, when he was a little child, the same story happened in Beis Rapshitz, numerous, right? He asked his uncle, Ramoshel of Rosvedorf, he said, he's a little kid, a little child. He said, the three parshias, smuchas, three consecutive parshias, the Korach, Chukas, Bolok, in all three have three letters, but the interesting thing is, Korach starts with the Kuf, Chukas, the Kuf is in the middle of the word, and Bolok, it's at the end of the word. Like, explain a reason. So the Rabbi Shlomo Rozvedoffer explained to him simple, Kuf is Miloshen Kedush, the three Kedusha, right? In Korach, he starts off with the Kuf, the Kedusha. In Chukas, which is the Paraduma, which is Metame Tahirin and Metahir Tmeim, it's Kederach HaBeninim, Zeb Yerpam Azoi Pam Azoi, so the Kuf, the Kedusha, is in the middle. And in Balak, with the Rosh Merusha, right? But at the end, who comes from him? Egli Melech Moya, from whom comes Rus? From the Ima Shel Malchus, all Malchus based David, comes from Balak, so the Kuf, the Kedusha, is at the end. All I'm pointing out is Korach starts with the Kuf. So Korach was an Odom HaGodol Banokim HaKodesh V'Torah, the Sadeb is Meirach. Chazal say he was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He knew Ruach HaKodesh that Shmuel HaNovi is me. I don't know who my Yotich Alot say 200, 300 years later down the who's going to come out for him. Korach knew. So Korach al Korchach Muzmin, Zogin Sadeb is Meirach in the Real. Muzmin Zogin that Korach was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. How did he become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh? So there's a price of Rapirch Ben Yorim, Mesechta Boy Dezorah, Dav Chof. You have Zirus, which brings to Zrizus, which brings to Nikius, which brings to Precious, which brings to Tara, which brings to Sidus, which brings to Anova, which brings to Yira, which brings to Kedusha, and Kedusha is Mevi Lidei Ruach HaKodesh. Kum Dois Koira, Rad Ruach HaKodesh, had all of the above Mailis. In fact, in the Droshes, of the Re'im Shua, Talmud Ramban, he says Korach was a pikach chochem godel, and he was yudeya maisa hamerkava. You know maisa merkava. I know maisa merkava. Korach knew maisa merkava. Ad kedikach and tistatadik, it's brought in the Chiddush HaRim. I give this by Derech Akdoma. That the Chiddush HaRim said that Korach was a bal madrega godel me'id. Voraya, it says that the Medrash says that Korach and his wife prepared garments for Olam Emes to go there. It was poshut clean. Ad kedekach, when they sent Nisus Korach down to Gehenna to roast and toast, they had to be, the garment was so pure they had to be mitzalin Gehenna. They had to lower the fires temperature. Hello, Chazal say so. Hello, so they must have been like in terms of meisim tovim the greatest head and shoulders of everyone in a dirt day. Not stam managed. Right? Said, anyone who had any kind of aveira is the onan was poltos. The onan kicked you out. Korach was not only was in the Eda, in the machna, but he was in the noisia orin. Can't be mishired the godless of someone who has his role in life was to be from the noisia orin. Alderach says Ripsodik and Pitsadik. The whole machlokes Korach came because Korach was yoda benafshei that he was a bechina from v'libi chol bekirbi. He destroyed no yetzer hara. He then destroyed it, right? Yeah, and he was pushed mefana di yetzer hara milibi, right? And when he came to that madrega, he said, "If I want to be chelik al Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, is the charayet this is coming from Sarah Kedusha?" Because he was such a madrega of Kedusha. And so it's brought Agrid the Pirka from the Bnei Yisrael. Val Korach was been zogin that the chet of Korach was bedako aveira dako shebedako amikun utmirun and raya says the Bnei Yisrael from his Rebbe and Mendel Rimnever, the whole inyan of a dover shebekdusha nidasara. Where do we learn it? Teich kleirishav a teich teich eda from the Meraglim and Korach. Kum toich Korach was been a. And if Arizal famously tells us, Sadik at Tamar Yifrach is Seifitavis Korach, right? And when it says in Chazal that Korach was Nizgoa Ba'oshroi, right? Yeah? The Satmar Rebbe says, he's Nizgoa Ba'oshroi. You mean you're talking vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mufchor Min HaNushi, the Adoyin HaNevi'im, right? So you have more money in your bank account? That has any kihu zeh epis a connection? Al Korch of the Ashirus means Rachmius, as a Chazal Darshan Tadchuma. Right? Ira Korach must have been a incredibly awesome person. Right? There's actually Yismach Moshe brings that, others far also bring it. Korach was the only person, Achutz Moshe, who understood the reason for Poradum. The Parah Kiyodua, the reason for all other mitzvahs is from the Memta Sharibina. Poradum is connected to the Nun Sharibina, right? How many Sha'orim are there in the Nun Sharibina? Okay, we've discussed this countless times, if you remember. Yes, I also knew that Nun is 50. Right? But 50, but elsewhere it says the Shivim Panam Latayra. So it says in Sfarim Akhtayishim, the Megalamukis, it's brought in the 50th Madrega, there's 21 different Ifanin, which is Shem Eke, Al Shem, also whatever. And therefore, anyone who's a mathematician, 49 and 21 is 70. And that's Pshat, Kairach is Eina Hitasoi. He made a mistake with his Ayin and the Sharon Nun, but he wanted to understand. In fact, the Viner Rav says that's Pshat also. Why did Kairach seek Gedula, like greatness? Because, I'll say a Mais. The Mais of the Alter Rebbe, the Maltanya, after his Estalkus. The Chassidim wanted to appoint Reisel Humler to be the Malamok, to be the Nosi. So he went in the Agol to take on the Rabistiva. And the Alter Rebbe came to him in a Chizoin, and he said, Chbepaich, don't take on to be Rebbe. Leave it to my son, who's my Malamok, and who's deserving of it. So he left the Agol, and he went home. And afterwards, he said, years and years, decades later, he has no charota for not becoming the Rebbe, then I'll see, it's no problem. But he regrets that in that moment that he sat in Nagol, and he was mekabel on himself to be a Rebbe, right? He felt the heavens opening, and a psichas aleven, psichas amuchim, and a shemayim, they were megalatim, whatever. And valdoko b'china, that he lost his madrig. The Viner Rav said, that's pshat, that Korach wanted gadlos, because he realized there are levels of understanding in Torah, but himself felt them. And therefore he wanted to be able to be tzad, whatever. So agaponim, b'derech akdoma. Step number one. Korach must have been an Olam God. You have to understand, what was his taina? What's the taina of Korach? What's the gevul? And if you look in Meforshim, I'm very, very simple here today. But simply the pashtos, his taina was a theologically very richtige taina, very, very klara taina, the hektim. Everyone knows that the Medrash which says, ma ro Korach, right? He saw Paraduma. What's Paraduma got to do with anything? That's number one. Number two, there's the Gemara in Dorim, in Sanhedrin, it's in Medrash Rabbah. It says in Pasuk, Shemesh v'yareach omad zvula l'or chitzecha yalechu. What's the Shemesh v'yareach? Right, they went to zvula. So the Gemara says, when the sun and the moon went to the seventh heaven, it's called zvul, places of the Beis HaMikdash l'Nailah, and they said, "Eibishter Ribbono Shelam, im ata oisa din leben Amram, we're going out. We're gonna shine. We're gonna radiate. If not, we ain't going. We're declaring a strike." The Eibish, our long story. I'm not getting involved in how we touch the end of the puzzle, right? Vosepis, this is the first time someone else rebelled against Moshe and David. Hello. There was Misoinanim, and there was Kivus HaTaiva, and there was Meraglim, a bunch of times. Vos Epis, what's the connection between the sun and the moon? And Adas Korach. So I thought, say, persistently, my Rav Mirash Engel. So that's a beautiful book. What was the Aveira of the Chetu Engel? Can anyone tell me? What they want here? So the Eir of Rav Tainit, Kiyodua, the Eibish is the Chrom, Meniso. The passage for such a lofty, exalted, upgetrogen Eibishter, right, to get involved b'ashgocha on this lowly, rotten little world, right? Therefore, the Eibishter left the world in the hands of mimutzoi, intermediaries. Till now, we thought, who is the mimutza between the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. Positively, anoyuchi oymid ben Hashem lekeichem lechem. Aber now, he seemed to have gone up to heaven, ain't coming back. We need a new mimutz, and that's what they made, an egel hazel. That's the shayrish of all others. Right? Is that right or wrong? What's up with the Zohar? The emes is, it's brought Malayaroyim and Svarim HaKadoshim based on a pasuk, Ki ruchi milafon la yatoi va nushamis en liasisi. Someone who only attaches to the b'chinas from ruach, he needs a mamutza to attach himself to the Eibishter. He needs Eilam HaMalachim, whatever. Aber Nisham Mois, if you're connected to your B'chinas Nisham, and Nefesh Ruch Nisham, then you don't need a Mamutza, and you're directly attached to the Rebbein Nisham. Right? And when after the Chet Egel, you want a Mamutza, so the Eibishter says, Hinini Anoich Yishalech Malach Lufanecho, where's Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not masking, right? Either in Ein Panecha Holchim, Al Taleinu Mizem. And the Eibishter was masking with the Rebbein Nisham. Sad the geyser, yeah. Okay, Asher Alkin, Koyrach then fast forward. Koyrach then sees that Moshe takes the melucha fazich, when his brother Aaron he gives the kuna gedolim. So now Koyrach reckoned. I mean, that's stam epes ha'avilda. Okay, so you're making a memutza again, right? But memutza is what? That was the shorish of the chet o'egel, right? So he's not. He's not masking with it. Does it make sense? Hello? Very, very tiny. Very good tiny luchura. Out there at the arcade that brings the parsha shoftim, the idea of a melech, the Raman paskin, the melech is libi shel yisrael. Because the lev is that organ that pumps chayas and dam to the rest of the evorim of the body. Right? And he wasn't happy. They weren't happy with mimutzah. The emes is not just a... The Marash Engel, 100 years before him, the Aruch HaNer and Zanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, says this was the Taina of Keirach. What do we need? Mimutzoy. Now you understand, right? Maybe you will Taina, said the Marash Engel, but Medvar Mamurim, right, is by Har Sinai, Poskazu HaMoslem. You don't need Mimutzoy, you have the Shama. Over after the Yerida, the Chazur Zu HaMoslem, Chet HaEgel, maybe you need now a Mimutzoy. Therefore, Koyrach saw Parshas Parah Aduma. And Rashi tells me, what is the reason for Parah Aduma? Tovio Eim, V'tinake, Tzoyeth B'no. Parah Aduma is Mechaper Chet O'Egel. Okay, so we have Kapara, and we back to square one, and therefore we don't need Mamutsoy. Hello? Splendid Taina Koyrach. Hello? Says the Aruch HaNer, now you understand where the sun and the moon come into this Machloikis. If you remember when the sun and the moon were created, so they were two bodies of equal whatever. So the moon came to the sun, to the Eibishter, and said, "Hello." And the Eibishter accepted the taina of the moon. Hello. Are you with me? It was Mamait. It was Mamait Yerech. Hello. But if you say that you don't need Mimutzoyim, right? So why did the Yireach have to be Mamayit itself? Al Kachoch, the way, and this is divorce, this is like the key to understand the Pashtus, what is the Machlokes of Koyrach? Al Kachoch, the Eibishter created a world, right? That you need a Mamutza. Nervos, there's a Sforim HaKadoshim speak about the difference between Mamutza HaMafrid and Mamutza HaMachaber. Mamutza HaMafrid means you can only get to Madrega, whatever, and the Mutza will fill you in. A Mutza Mechaber is, he is the guy who puts you into the electricity and attaches you to the Abish to Zainso. That kind of a Mutza is permitted. A Mutza which is Mafrid, that's Avoy Dezorah. A Mutza Mechaber, how do I know this? By the way, even the Alshech and the Sisparsha, even vis-a-vis Moshe and Aaron Gufa, Moshe is Bechina Shemesh, and Aaron, whatever is God, is the Oreach, who's Mekabel from the Oreach of Moshe. But Emes, this word, it already says in Imre Noy. Koyrach did not believe in a welt that's created, that has to be which the Abish did create, Mashpia and Mekabel. That's the way the Abish created the world. And therefore, Koyrach argued against, one of the things that he was arguing against, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chazal say, or he argued against Havdolah, right? There's a havdala even between kodesh and kodesh. Shabbos is intrinsically not just hecher than everything, and Shabbos becomes the Tver Shlemis and Zikpasha. Shabbos is mekayer kol habrachos. All brachos come from Shabbos. Your name is Baruch Kulian, right? And Kairach argued against it. And Kairach argued against this Shemesh V'Yareach. And he's also right. He's not an idiot, right? It says when Mashiach will come, L'yilcha, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Samach, L'yilcha Shemesh L'ar Yemam and Yareach, whatever. V'hoi Hashem L'cha L'ar Yemam. You have the Eibishter. But Kairach, and therefore Kairach, Kuf Reish Ches, I've got to say one Gimatria today, right? Kairach is Gimatria, says the Mashiach, V'leilamdu Oid Ishis Re'eyu. You won't need one person to teach him the Mashpia to another person. Everyone will be equal. And Kairach was a communist, the first Jewish communist. Right? Everyone is equal. There shouldn't be a leader who'd be Shikhvin L'mayel L'gavoy. Right? And therefore, and that will be when Mashiach comes, maybe. But now, in this world, and therefore Moshe says, Boy kir v'yoyid Hashem. The Eibishter made a world of boundaries. If you could do away with the distinction between day and night, you could do away with the necessity for Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisro. That was Kirch's time. Tal shekul et chelis. What do you need a chut of chelis? Or a bayishim al isforim? What do you need a mezuzah? You call it eid kulam kedoshim. B'sechem Hashem. Why do you need to designate one person? And it's very shlomo the whole arichas, but he says that from the beginning of creation, this was a standard machlokes. Remember the first murder in history? Cain. Why did Cain kill Hevel? So he brings from, because Hevel was bevchinas the peri, and Cain was the shomer of peri, the klipas around the protecting him, and therefore Cain tainas hashomer ochi anochi. You know what shomer means? Not just to protect, preserve. So it means to wait. Hevel is the guy who's pulling the strings, and I gotta be the guy who's waiting here for. It's not fair. And later you have in history Avram. It says in Pasuk, but we had a guy called a nephew called Loit, and the Pasuk they also Oizem Aretz Lasheves Yachdom. They couldn't. So they couldn't live together like Avram was b'china Shabbos. And loit is like the and Shabbos, the Meisachol, the loits of this world are makabel from Avram the Shabbos, and it says Blayuchol haOretz laShabbos Yach, right? Because of the artsius and the lust for gelt, loit says I gotta get my from the Yisatikis and Oilam from Avram Avinu, right? Not, and therefore it says Yehoya Ruchusham Rab, the loit to get tainer Ich bin the Rebbe. What do I need Avram? And that's the same machlokes in Yosef and his brother. You go throughout history. It says in Pasuk, "Vayelchu echad lirois es tzoin." Right? Es has what? Nokud, right? We have a nokud. It doesn't. So it says Chazal Dashen Shaholchu lirois es atzo. What's all? Then the emes is Yosef is bechinas yisod, Yosef bechinas tzad, and he's mashpia to everyone. They said, we need Yosef, we need a guy in the middleman. The Velt always says, why do Jews, when you buy a ring for your future daughter-in-law, right? A diamond ring. Have you ever met one Jew who goes to a store and buys a diamond ring? Everyone had an uncle, a cousin. Jews cut out the middleman. Right? Jews don't like the mutzoy. That's the derech bimeket, right? And therefore, the shift they call said, we need him, Leroy's. The tzaddik is b'chinas roya tzoin. Moshe is called raya mehem. Right? What did Moshe Rabbeinu say before as a stalkus? Yipkan Hashem, Yishol Eida, B'liya tzoin Hashem, whatever, Ashein lam roya. Right? And that is pshat here, right? That, Kairach tainit, we don't need a roya, we don't need a middleman, we'll go direct to the boss. Yeah? Okay, to understand Tifergeret, what Kairach wanted. But Kairach, it says, Kairach, Chazal Darshan, Kairach, Shepikeach, he was a wise man. the deal is Koyach ship Koyach who was Bikeach, and he was Minoisi Toyanei Oren, those who carried the Oren. How did he come to such a shtus to bypass Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? Hello? What's this Noisi Oren involved? Who cares in Noisi Oren? Make a difference what his profession is, what he does in his business life. And if he's a real estate man or a lawyer or whatever, accountant, and Nafkamina, what is the era of Kirach on the Malchus of Moshe on or Aaron's Kuna Gedele? What does the guy to do what he does by his Toyin Aaron? So it's brought in the Svarim Akdoshim. There's a famous word. The Eretzvi, the Kajal of Rites. Kirach was davening Gvaldig Slavus, etc., etc. Where did Kirach get this Kirach? As a Slavus and Abaydah Hashem, and Chachman, and Abaydah. So Kirach kind of, it must come from his own Abaydah. No one could endow you superficially with such madrigs. And what was his mistake? Because that, whatever Kirach happened, whatever anyone in his generation got, it was Dafka Bischus Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe, the Tefer Shlomo says, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, Moshe could bring you to Madregas that you couldn't even dream of, B'koyach Atzmi. And that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, Tav Lamed Gimel, V'atu Yisrael, Ma'ashem Nekech HaShelmi, Makiyim, Liyir. In fact, the Gemara, Atu Yira, Milter Zuzri, answers the Gemara, in, L'gabe Moshe. So the famous Pshat from Tefer Shlomo, L'gabe Moshe, Du Shteis by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shal Yisrael, then you get Yerushalmi, which you couldn't get in itself. Now, okay, we could talk about it for ages, and I don't want to talk about it. How old was Kirach at his rebellion? Some say he was Zakim Muflik. Many say at the whole Midrash Chaluk, I'm not going to get involved in that, the whole Shaka Vataria, that he was 60 or over. What do you know about the Avodas Masa Levim? When do you get your pension? When do you retire? 50. Hello? So what in the world is an old man doing schlepping an oren? After 50, you're retired. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out the answer. Push it, beautiful, eh? Hello? This everyone says. Hello? But medvar amurin, you got to retire at 50, you know? When you're carrying something else. You're schlepping. Bentlich. Hello? But by the oren, it says, the oren, no, you say yes. No, you're carrying the oren's carrying you. And therefore the Orin, so Kirach realizes, hey, you think you're carrying yourself, you're going on your own steam, you're a good Ibn Hashem, you're a tzaddik, right? Just like you saw by the Orin that it is Noisias Noisav. Say a lot of Sforim say this. That's what Elif Amogin, one of the Baba of Rosh Hashivas, in Birka Shimon, from Baruch Shimon Schneerson, Rosh Hashivah of Shabim, many say this, right? You should have learned from your own experience of being Noisa or Noisa that it's not what you see b'chitzoni, it's that you're just like the Oren carries you, Moshe Rabbeinu carries you. And that's also Pshat, the Baruch Shimon says, it says in Medrash that Korach was Mesis, Klal Yisrael, against the Matonis to Aaron. Matonis, you have to give Matonis Kuna, hello? A lot of money, hello? Chaptal Matonis Kuna, hello? He said, with the same Lishitasi, you're giving your truma or whatever the Matanat Gutar. Upper Chazal Darshan Aser Ta Aser Aser Chetis Asher. You think you're a Noisin, you're a Makabal. And the same thing generally in life, right? Yes? And that's also connected to, we said before, Rosh Chodesh. What did the Gemara say in Baba Basar of Ayin Dalid, that the Ahutaya, some say it's what he told us, and others for him, that was Eliyahu Hanavi, showed Rabbi Barachona, Tova Achvele, Achveloch, Blue Kirach. I'll show you where Kirach was buried. And every 30 days, they get out of Gehenim, and they hear, and I heard, the Adas Kirach crying out, Moshe Emes, Betirasi Emes, Vehein Badoy. Went after Rosh Chodesh. Because what happened, what does the Ereach teach me? Ereach teaches, Ein Shnei Melochim, Mishtamshim, V'Gesrecha. Was the moon right or wrong? Hello? Anyone tell me? Right? The Eibishter went, and he was Mamayit, the Ereach, Mishumza. I maybe the Oreach is wrong, and you could tie in like Korach that it's possible for all everybody could be a Melech communist, right? No. Hello. So the Gemara says that every Rosh Chodesh we bring a Sor Lachatos to Mechaper on the Eibishter who is Mamayit the Oreach. Hello. So maybe Korach is right and it's Efshter to Shnei Melechim. Hello. Or the said in Svarim that the Oreach didn't realize that even what it got, and even when it was the same size as the Shemesh, it still was a Sabaklayish Einim Ira, and it got what it got from the Schus of the Shemesh. Al Derech that Korach realized from understanding the secrets of the Oreach that what? That whatever he had really came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So far, so good. To understand this a bit deeper, I can ask you a bunch of 25 kashas, but I'm going to leave it at the kashas. We'll never have time to go into the answer. It says in Svarim Akdoshim, the Rebbe Yonason says this in Tiferes Yonason and Keshet Yonason. It's brought in Yismach Moshe. Many, many Svarim is brought in the, what's his name? Rav Shaul of Amsterdam, no? Binyan Ariel. Many, many Svarim, Kotzuch. I'm eager taking it now from the Bigdanus Eliezer. The Edom of the Kalari. He speaks Barichas Neflon. The Machloikis of Korach. You still see it. Mamish dovetails. Mamish the same idea. The Machloikis of Korach versus Moshe is totally in the Gemara in the Doran, important three places in Shas. The Gemara declares, Iboilu, Kahane Kahane. These Kahane. Is a Koyin Shluche Rachmono, Ninu, or Shluche Didan? Are Kahanim emissaries, shluchim, of the Eibishter, or are they shluchim of Klal Yisro? Right? Grada, the Taiches, that's Pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu Tainid, Kahanim are Shluchei Drachmono, Kairach Tainid, Shluchei Didan. And therefore Moshe said, Atla b'chol adoscha. So who appointed Aaron? Does Aaron's appointment come from the Rabbeinu Shalom, or does it come from the Askama of Klal Yisrael? If it comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom, finish. There's nothing to talk about. The Eibishter said so. Elamai, it comes from men. So Korach Tainid, the din that a shliach tibur, a chazan in a shul, has to be merutza to the call, and even a yachid could be mech. I don't like this chazan. I don't like his nose. And he can't be my shliach, and he has the right. It's in Shulchan Aruch. He has the right to be ma'ar against the shliach tibur. Hello. But Moshe Tainit, if you're fighting against Aaron, couldn't place the Eiv Yishluchet Rachmana. If Atla v'chol adoscha no yadim al Hashem, you're fighting against the Eivishter because the Kahanim are Shulchan Rachmana. The Aaron Mahuk is, you know, why are you chapering with Aaron? He's just a shliach. You have the Shor Kaneu. He's blindly carrying out what the Eivishter asked of him. Aber Korach Tainit that what? We're Shluchet Didan, and therefore have the right to be Ma'ar. So what does Moshe say? Right? Boikir v'yoyid Hashem eza shaloi. You'll see who's on the right side, right? I'll prove to you that the Kohen is the Shluchet Rachmona. V'esakadosh v'hikrav Eilav, v'esesha yivchaboy yakrav Eilav. Why the double expression? By the way, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Tepe Pelech Harim, and put in all the Sfarim, many Nafgaminis, whether Kahanim or Shluchet Rachmona or Shluchet Didan, whether the Kohen has to be a tzaddik. If what? I'm saying the kids are nimrits. If the Kohen is Shluchet Rachmono, so the Kohen has to be a tzaddik. Kisitz the Kohen Yishmur Das, but Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokis, the Eibish only picks Mishars and Malachim who are holy. So the Kohen has to be Vechinas Malach Hashem Tzvokis. Mashi, ain't gonna be Shluchet Didan. So, ini, mini, mini, mo, somebody gotta do this job. So Klal Yisrael picks this guy. Hello. By the way, you remember whose name is missing from Parshas Korach? Korach ben Yitzhar ben Gos ben Levi, and it doesn't say Ben Yankov. Why doesn't it say Ben Yankov? Because Yankov prayed the column Al Teichat Kavod, to which everybody, hello, Are you pulling the wool over my... I wouldn't know otherwise that Yankiv is Ben Levi. Hello, the man is... Levi Ben Yankiv, hello? Yeah, like... The pshat is, you remember Yankiv Avinu took away the Bechoyer, which used to be the job of a Kohen. He took it away from Reuven because of the Maisa of... whatever. Yeah? And he gave it to Yosef. So Yankiv Avinu held that what? The fellow who's doing the avoida, the b'chayr, the stroke koyin, has to be a tzaddik. So Yankiv Avinu paskin like Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Shluchei, the Rachmaninu. And Korach's whole taina was that Shluchei didaninu. So Yankiv says, "Don't get me involved. You're fighting against me." Hello. So Moshe says, "In the morning we'll have a showdown, and then you will know it's a kodesh who is the holy one." It's totally in the Bechir of the Abish, and not eeny, meeny, miny, no, taking a vote of every Shmerel Tadris, deciding who's going to go. Yes. That's what Moshe Rashi brings. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach, you want to be a Kohen Gadol? Af ani roitze b'chach. I'd also love to be. Right? Or Brazil's listen that if you're going to bring up Keteris, right? You have Keteris, the din is by Keteris, Hazor Akoriv, Yumas. Shtelzuk the Shaila, hello? Everyone knows this pasuk, hello? Why did Korach not figure this out? You don't got to be a genius. They're killing him now. He's committing suicide. Right? Now, Korach getainit, that what? That it's Shluchat Didan. And so Moshe says, Afanirot Zbachach. You know what? I vote for you, Korach. I'm not ma'arer on your, you want to be? Okay. But we'll see what happens. If the Kohen is Kohen Gadol, is Shlucha Drachmono, hello. So Aaron's getting the job because Abish chose him, and you're out, man, and you're a Zor, Hakor of Yumas. If you're right, Shlucha Didan, we're all voting for you. Let's see what happens. And guess what happens? Korach and the Reish of Ish, they all die. Right? Yes. Now, Tifigaret, Korach was not only Cholik on Aaron, he was Cholik on Moshe. Is he a maniac? Did he not realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is like the highest of all Samach Riba? You know what? The Abish gave Torah, not to Yankel and Beryl and to Shmerel. He gave it to Moshe. Hello? Moshe is like Mivchor Min Anushi. He went up the mountain 40 days and ate. Hello? What did it want? So the McDonald's said, yeah, all the sperm say, you could teach the godless of Moshe in two ways. You could tie that Moshe was a great man from whatever, and he worked on himself, even Hashem. Asher Alkin, the Ebrister, chose him to be the mamutza, the middleman, the kabbalah. You could tie that. No, there's nothing intrinsically different between Moshe and any other Jew. But somebody got to be the leader. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Klal Yisrael, with the schus of the Klal, appointed Moshe. So the godless of Moshe stems from Klal Yisrael. By the way, this is not such a wild svara. By I'll give you many examples of this. By Maisio Egel, Lech Reid, Kishich Amcha Rashi Mechazal, Klum Le Nesati Gedula, El Bishvi Lehem. Right? They messed up, you're off the mountain. There's a famous story. I don't want to offend anybody, but there were once two great Rosh Yeshivas in Slonim. I offend naturally without even intention. In Slonim, the city of Slonim, there was two Rosh Yeshivas. One was of Eisel Chorz, and the other was of Avram, first Rebbe of Slonim. Right? Two. One was a Chosid, the Rebbe was a Chosid, and the Eisel Chorz was a Mesnag. So they once met up, and Rebbe Eisel Chorz still was the Rav there in Rosh Yeshiva. And the first Slonim Rebbe became the Slonim Rebbe. So the Eisel Chorev was Chorev Kishmoy, right? He asked the Slonim Rebbe, I don't understand. Me and you were mates. We were both colleagues. We were in yeshiva together. We gave shiurim. I know what you know what I know. Now you became a Rebbe, and you became like, you know, all Pale Yeshuas and Achsid the priest and Arashka Bahagam. You know, the Mesnagdim used to laugh at Achsidim. Say, Haluka, Shir Lashem Shir Chodosh. Till now, all the praises we gave under Rabbeinu Shalom, we now give to the rabbis. So you got to find the Shir Chodesh for the Eibishter, because the rabbis have taken all the titles. Right? So, like, what happened to you, old Mitlamol, that you became a Rebbe? So the first, the Slonim Rebbe answered, right, the Din, Pasha the Din. You have wheat, crops, fruits, whatever. And a simple, ordinary Yidina is mafresh trumas and maizris. It becomes holy, and a nunka, you know, eats it, is like off with your head. Is the charaya when you mafresh something, it's called something holy, it becomes holy. Atkan, the story that Chassidim tell. Misnagdam, end the story with that. That the Eizel Chorav answered back. Oy Bazoi is also a din. The Chayri Shoyt of the Kotten Shetrimu. The Truma doesn't work. I'm trying to be fair on everyone. To alienate everyone equally here. Right? But the point is, that's the goof of the Shaila. Does the Kedusha come from the money? Mitzad the Oilam? From the Am? And there's Makairis to that. Or does it come Mimaila Lamat? Right? And that seems to have been the Machlokes, Moshe, and Korach. Right? And that's why Korach tainted, Rav Loch, we all heard at Har Sinai, Anoich v'Yilcho, the rest of the eight Dibros were heard only by Moshe, but that's coming from the people, Bahoraya, we all, Klal Yisrael, reached the level like Nevi'im heard Bipi Agvura, so everything that you got subsequently is all coming from the Korach of Klal Yisrael, not because the Atzmius Kedusha that Moshe moves off from everybody else. Nervos, you could prove Moshe is right. Because what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the Luchas? He smashed them. Why? Chazal say, in order that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be needed like an Ashes is Shazins. So until he brought the Luchas to Klal Yisrael, it's a Pruya. Hello? Is the Chayyim Moshe a Shliach Lahilacha or a Shliach Lakabalah? Who is the shliach of you, the Eibishter or shliach of Klal Yisrael? If it is shliach of Klal Yisrael, then the minute he gets it into his hands, bingo, you're married, too late, you're mezana. Al korchach Moshe is the shliach of the Eibishter. And until he brings it down to Klal Yisrael, they still have a din of a penuya. And therefore he smashed the luchas. Is the cry, who's right? Moshe or Korach? Moshe. And the emes is a koyin is what? A koyin is luchay drachman. Okay. If I had the time, I'd go there. Gvaldiga, Lefiza answers a bunch of mitzvot. I'm not time, whatever. I'll give you just one, end up with one simple idea, poshut idea. There's a chum soifer, in drosh chum soifer, which is so meridic. It's like, wow. Chazal say, Gemara said, head. Vayishma Moshe, he hears the ear of Korach and his mates, right? Vayipal upon it. He falls on it. Where did he fall on his face? Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonason, Shechoshduhu be'eishes ish. Boy, if you think you're a rabbi in a shul and you got problems with your balabatim, hello, your Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Yisrael, Odoin Kol Anadim, Mifchar Men Anushi, Melamnei Shechoshduhu be'eishes. I mean, this is like beyond, beyond. Hello? Moshe separated from his own wife. Fellow never ate for 40 days per night. The Chiddush is not that he didn't eat 40 days. The Chiddush was that he ate when he came down. That's what I'm saying. What's shot? It is beyond. Even a checker has to have some episode. This is like Marafsenegro. This is like out of the world. So the Chum Sofer says, there's a pasuk which says, Eile divrei dover achroinim, Nu'um ha'gever hukum ol. That was making all the shtub. Well, ha'gever. There are two, I'm thinking of a kitzer nimrit. It's like a, what's his name? Rebbe Friedman had al kochanit. There's two relationships between the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael. One is the Eibishter is the chosen, and Kal Yisrael is the Kal. So who's mashpia to who? The Eibishter is mashpia to who? You can chalois mesha. The Eibishter gave Torah like a chosen to a kala. So the Eibishter is the chosen, and Kal Yisrael is the kala. That's the idea of kofalim harkigigi. It's like a chuppah, as the sperm said. There's another relationship of great tzaddikim that the tzaddik is called Baila the Matronis, the Baal, the husband of the Matronisa of the queen. Who is the queen? The Shechinah Kedusha. Shaila is Korach held, Moshe is like the Isha, who's mekabel from the Eibishter, right? Everything you get, the Eibishter. The emes is Moshe Rabbeinu is b'chinas the baal, the mashpia in the matnisa. Therefore, by dove is an umagever. Gever is a zocher, and a zocher is what? A zocher is mashpia, and therefore Moshe is called ishalikim. He's baile the matnisa, the shchinah kodesh. And therefore, they had it. Where did Korach come all of a sudden at this moment, this juncture in history, to rebel against Moshe? Because here the two, the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved, Vayachal Moshe, he stopped. Okay, so you could say Moshe is the gather of Tzadik Gozer and Gevel. What just happened right now? As the Ramban says, there was just a Chet HaMeraglim. And it was Nigzer on this whole generation, they're going to die, the pagan in the desert. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Why doesn't he stop it? So they thought, Oibazoi, Moshe Rabbeinu Kumtois, doesn't have that power that he could be Gozer against the Ratzon Hashem. So you're just a Makabel. You're a Makabel. So you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu is just like me and you. They're better. To put it very, very simple, I spoke about a bunch of weeks ago, before Shavuos, that when Chazal said that Yishlayim was destroyed, Shabdiz v'bot l'bin ha-chachomim, this is what I'm saying. Dizoyin of Talmud Chacham means, you think, what's the difference between Talmud Chacham and me? Talmud Chacham knows all of Shas. I know 1,000 Black Pulpit. Talmud Chacham knows Bavli and Yerushalmi. I only know Bavli. So it's a difference in kamus. And what Bizoyin Talmud Chacham is that you don't realize he's head and shoulders, ekronit, as you say in modern Hebrew, like be'etzem, higher, a different world. The Chassidim used to give a marshal. What is a Rebbe? Marshal of in the olden days when you couldn't pay the poros, your rent for your kretschmer, to send you and your wife in jail. So imagine a person is thrown with his wife in the jail, and they have a baby in the jail. The jail in those days isn't like today. It was a pit in the ground. Imagine you were born in a dark pit. You've never saw colors, you never saw trees, you never saw Revel. Suddenly, the old man, the father and mother die, and you're left in this pit, and every day, miraculously, food comes down the chute. Right? But yeah, you have another guy comes a prisoner, and he starts explaining to this child, there's a world out there, there's mountains and valleys and colors. You're pulling the wool, man. The end of this is, we live in a Zamagushin Dika dark world. We see sushi, you see, that there's a welt of Atzilus and Bria, and there's Hecheres and Elikus, you're talking to me like fantasies, right? Over the emes is there are people who, tzaddikim who are on a totally different plane, they're a different world, right? Which we don't necessarily appreciate. And that's the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. After all of his haravanya, then he gets what? He becomes the Eibush to choose him. What's the difference if you're a shliach of a shlucha didan, a shlucha drachmana? The general rule in shlichas is the shliach cannot have more koyach than the mishalech. Yeah? The guy who sent you. If Klal Yisrael is a mugbul, you're ludisha, so the shliach is mugbul. If you're a shlucha drachmana, the Eibush is like ain't tzav. So the Eibishter instilled in the Moshe Rabbeinu the Ein Sof, this Koyach, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the Baal of the husband of the Matzor Nisa, and he has the Koyach. You remember the Gemara in the Dorm? The same Rabbi Bar Chono, and the Taya takes him to Har Sinai. Yeah, remember that? And he hears a Baskel, and the Baskel like, oily, Shenishbezi, the Achshu Shenishbezi, me made for the Ebrish was saying, woe to me that I made a shvua, and now that I made a shvua, it could be made for neder for me. Hello? What was the neder? Golos. Golos. Who could be made for? And when the Rabbi Barachona came back and told Rabbanon, Chabirim, what he heard, he said, why didn't you say Mufraloch? Why didn't you tell the Ebrish I'm made for? The Chosefer is Medayek. When can a chacham be matir in eder? But the difference between a chacham and a husband, a chacham is matir in eder, a husband is meif in eder. a chacham could only be matir in neder when you mefaret the protim and the reasons for the neder, and then you can find the pesach. If I would have known, a husband could. He doesn't want. What kind of neder could a husband make for? Something which is an inu nefesh. So once the Ebrish is that oily shilish basi, that I have tsar, the tsar of Kol Yisrael, right? Then the Chum had a tiny to you should have said, Muferloch, Kedin Baal, because that's the din of a tzaddik, of Moshe Rabbeinu, has the koyach not to be matir, but to be nefer. That's a diakon Lashon HaGemara, right? And that is the Bechina from Moshe and Tzadikim, and that's the opposite of Koyach, who holds that that the Koyach comes from the Kal. The Koyach Be'etzem comes from the Eibishter, and the Eibishter held in Taka. This Shabbos is the Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz Gimatria. I said it last week, I mean, the week ago. Melech HaMashiach. And Shabbos Koyach. Is gematria, just to leave you one verse from Mashkiach, Adir Yivne Beisei Bekorim. That a person is Dovuk and Amun Sadikim, then the Eibishter, and that's close, we're made for the Eibishter Nether, and the Eibishter brings us that Betamuz, Tamuz is also be gematria, Elikim Chosh Velateva, the Eibishter brings us these days, Lumis Hapich, Lesasin Lesil Chuliam Teva.